This story is for those they believe like only they have the grief, only they have the problem in their life. So today we are gonna learn about very interesting or very inspiring story that is related to Gautam Buddha. We all know who was he. So first of all, just have and a small introduction about the Gautam Buddha. So Gautam Buddha was born in 563 BC. He was born in a royal family. He was a prince. His name was Siddhartha Gautam. At the age of 12, he was sent away for schooling. He studied all his sacred Hindu scriptures. He returned after 4 years at the age of 16. He married a princess. They had a son for 10 years. The couple passed a happy life. Siddhartha had been shielded for the suffering of the world. However, when he was 25, Siddhartha saw a sick man, then an aged man, then a funeral procession. Finally, he came across a monk begging for alms. This was his first encounter with a harsh reality of life. These sights made him so sad that he decided to renounce the worldly pleasures. He left his family and became a beggar. He went out into the world to seek a spiritual knowledge. Siddhartha Gautama wandered for 7 years in search of wisdom and truth. Finally, he sat down under a fig tree to meditate. He vowed to stay there until he got enlightenment. It means he promised his commitment with himself to stay there until he got enlightenment. Enlightenment means wisdom. After 7 days, Gautama got enlightenment. He named the tree as the Bodhi tree. That is the tree of wisdom. He became known as the Buddha, which means enlightened or the awakened. He began to teach and to spread his message of wisdom and truth. He became known as the Buddha, the enlightened. Buddha gave his first sermon. Sermon means a speech. Buddha gave his first sermon at Banaras. It is the holiest of places of the bank of the Ganges. His first sermon reflects his wisdom about one inscrutable kind of suffering, that is death. Here the Buddha tells about the universality of death, which is inevitable and can't be escaped. So now it was the introduction about the Buddha in short. So now we are gonna learn that piece of a story that basically inspires us, that basically gives us knowledge that not the griefs, not the problem, not the lamenting remain with you. It remains with everybody. So the story is like this. A lady named Kisa Gautami had an only son. It means there was a lady, her name was Kisa Gautami. She has a son, only one son. One day her son died. She wanted her child should become alive again. Yeah, obviously, see, if any lady, she has only one child and she lost it or child died, so obviously she wants that back. So same thing happens with her. She wanted her child should become alive again. She wanted some medicine to bring her son to life. People called her mad, yeah, because she was carrying her child, carrying her dead son on her shoulder and lamenting, asking people to suggest some medicine, to suggest something that may bring her son life again back. At last, she came across a man. He advised her to meet the Buddha. She approached Buddha with a request to give her medicine so that her only one son could be alive again. After deep thought, the Buddha asked her to bring a handful of mustard seed. But there was a condition. She must bring it from a house where no one had died. Kisa Gautami went from door to door to get the mustard seed. She found mustard seed in every home, but she could not find a home where nobody had died. By evening, she was sad and tired. She saw a light of the city. Soon there was a darkness of the night. Now she considered the fate of man. Now she realized that death is inevitable. No one can escape it. She came back to the Buddha and asked for his blessing. The Buddha in his sermon told her that our life is brief and painful. Everyone who takes birth has to die. The vessel made by a potter is not permanent. It has to break one day. In the same way, everyone has to die. Death spares none. A father cannot save his son. Everyone grieves when someone dear dies, but grieving cannot bring the death back to life. So death and suffering are unavoidable. The wise person do not grieve as they know the truth. Weeping does not bring peace to the mind. On the other hand, a person's pain becomes greater by grieving. His body also suffers. One who has learned to control his grief shall have peace of mind. That person is blessed who has overcome his sorrow. So, by this story, what did we learn? That we all are human, we all had that instinct, we all had that characteristic, we all have these kinds of behavior, that some of our near and dear died or something happened, so we think like it happened with me only, and we start grieving, we start lamenting, we start, you know, crying and so, but we never think like these all things, the pain, the sore, the sorrow, these all things is a part of life, or nobody in this world, nobody in this on this planet can avoid it. It's inevitable. It cannot be avoided. So whoever has come in this world, he had to go, he had to die, who had to suffer. So we should not avoid it. So why should we weep? Why should we lament? Why should we cry? Crying, grieving, lamenting, exaggerate, amplifying our sorrow, amplifying the more grief. So better not to do that. So Gautama or Siddhartha or Gautam Buddha has given the great knowledge by this story that the great people, the people, profound people, knowledgeable people, they never lament, they never grieve. Why? Because they know already. The thing that has to happen will happen. We cannot stop it. So making ourselves in more grief is basically making ourselves in more pain. So with that story, we realize that we should not lament, we should not be that grief, or that is the extreme grief that in this story we had learned. Now a day, for the small things, we have started grieving. We have started going in sorrow. We have started complaining. We have started lamenting. Why? Because we don't have idea that these all things is a part of life. These all things will happen for sure. We cannot avoid it. It cannot be avoided. So this story is basically for those, they always are in grief, always are in tension with a small event, with small thing. Each day some negative thoughts occurs with all humankind. Situation may be different, but they take it on heart and they are start grieving. They are start blaming, complaining. They think like that is our fate. No, it is not. We have to be calm. We have to be patient. Things will be coming in our life, but it doesn't mean like we have to be a stick with that. We have that barrier. We have to obsess about that. Don't let that linger. Don't let that perpetuate with your life. So guys, I think this story will definitely give you some great insight or great understanding why the Gautam Buddha was said to be like a god, a great person, an enlightened person. So I believe this story, obviously, when I read it, I found it very good, and I think it will definitely bring some changes. It will definitely add something in your life when you listen it, when you learn it, when you got it. So thanks and bye.